Is the vision that Beijing puts out of a harmonious world, is that obsolete? And if so, what has led to this situation? In fact, does the Chinese Communist Party leadership have a coherent vision of China's place in the world? And what of us? What do we want China to be? We keep talking about China becoming a real contributor to global governance, a responsible stakeholder, if you like. But on the other hand, we're often nervous about just such an active and assertive China. So what do we want China to be? The second set of issues is drivers of Chinese foreign policy. What are the main drivers of Beijing's approach to regional security? Now, it's often said that Beijing's principal goal, foreign policy goal, is to reinforce the legitimacy and stability of party rule. But if that's right, then how does Beijing's handling of regional disputes play into this? How far do domestic factors, such as popular nationalism, special interests, influence of the military, economic strains, influence, how far do these domestic factors influence China's conduct in East Asia? And what about historical anti-Japanese sentiment? Does this represent an insurmountable obstacle to improved relations, or can the new Chinese leadership under Xi Jinping be as pragmatic as some of its predecessors on this? And then the third set of questions really relates to Japanese policy towards China, towards East Asia. People naturally tend to blame China for heightened tensions in the Asia-Pacific region. But what of Japan's role? To what extent are Japanese policies and actions also responsible for heightened tensions in East Asia? What is the connection, if any, between, on the one hand, Japanese historical revisionism and strategic assertiveness on the one hand, and on the other hand, the hardening of Chinese attitudes? And how should Tokyo handle territorial disputes, not just